All right, our final staff person is Angela Schroeder, and she'll speak briefly about the comments, the order itself, the preliminary draft, and the comments that we've received.
Good morning, Chairman Young and members of the board. My name is Angela Schroeder. I'm a senior engineering geologist here at the Central Coast Water Board and program manager for the Agricultural Regulatory Program. I'm going to provide you with a brief overview of the preliminary draft agricultural order, as well as a brief overview of the public outreach that staff has conducted as part of the agricultural order renewal. The preliminary draft agricultural order was released on February 1st of this year. It is available in its entirety on the Water Board's website. It is also included in the board materials as attachment 2 to the staff report and summarized in table 2. The preliminary draft agricultural order is the first version of an updated agricultural order available to the public for informal review and comment. As Roger mentioned, the purpose of this early public release was to provide interested persons insight into staff's considerations for draft requirements to resolve the severe pollution in agricultural areas and meet the Water Board's legal obligations while taking into account diverse stakeholder interests. A key element of this project was to engage various stakeholders who have an interest in agricultural water quality so that they can provide meaningful feedback, including growers and members of the agricultural community, as well as water purveyors, municipalities, environmental organizations, environmental justice organizations. More than 1,200 interested parties representing diverse stakeholder interests have provided comment on this early draft, and staff fully expects to make adjustments to the draft based upon the public input received. As Roger mentioned, staff's frame for renewing the agricultural order is water quality. You just heard presentations from Water Board staff Matt Keeling and Karen Worcester about the severity and scale of pollution in agricultural areas and how agricultural discharges continue to load pollutants to already severely impaired surface waters and groundwaters. Thus, in response to these severe water quality conditions, staff's intent is to draft an agricultural order that takes deliberate steps to resolve the pollution in agricultural areas. Specifically, staff's objective for the preliminary draft agricultural order is to focus on source control to reduce pollutant loading to surface water and groundwater so that agricultural discharges do not cause or contribute to pollution. The Water Board has an obligation to control pollution and to protect beneficial uses like drinking water, and staff is willing to consider different alternatives for accomplishing this task. Recognizing that pollution problems will not be solved immediately, staff is also willing to consider suggestions regarding reasonable timeframes and interim milestones to demonstrate reasonable progress in the short term. Staff encourages interested parties to continue to submit feedback about ways to resolve these issues. In order to take deliberate steps to resolve the pollution in agricultural areas, staff is proposing specific revisions to the agricultural order, including conditions to characterize pollutant sources and loading, define time schedules to achieve compliance, requirements for on-farm data to verify compliance, requirements to implement a tiered approach based upon relative risk to water quality. In addition, the agricultural order also includes requirements to protect safe drinking water. These conditions are consistent with all other Water Board regulatory programs and requirements for other discharging individuals and industries. An approach that is less than this would not be appropriate and would not be in compliance with the Water Board's statutory requirements and policies. Staff acknowledges that these revisions are controversial and is receiving lots of comments regarding the revisions from a diverse group of stakeholders. Staff is in the process of reviewing and evaluating all comments and alternatives received, and we have already identified areas where the requirements can be improved. The current agricultural order does not allow the Water Board to efficiently identify sources of pollution or evaluate pollutant loading. In addition, the current order does not allow the Water Board to confirm whether or not an individual grower is in compliance with water quality requirements. The preliminary draft agricultural order includes revisions to characterize pollutant sources and loading, and includes requirements for individual on-farm monitoring and reporting about farm inputs, such as fertilizer use or use of high-risk pesticides, farm outputs, such as volume of surface irrigation runoff discharges, and pollutants contained in it, and management practices, such as systems being employed to effectively treat or control agricultural discharges of pollutants to surface water and groundwater. Growers and the agricultural industry report making improvements and implementing management practices to improve water quality. Individual on-farm monitoring will allow the Water Board to give credit to these efforts and verify compliance with requirements. The preliminary draft agricultural order did not include a draft monitoring reporting program, or MRP. Staff included concepts for monitoring and reporting in the preliminary draft agricultural order and requested public comment on these concepts. Staff intends to prepare a detailed MRP based upon public comment received about the concepts and include that with a future version of the agricultural order. Individual monitoring could range from something as simple as irrigation runoff discharge volumes and nitrate quick tests at very minimal cost to growers, or something as complicated as pesticide analyses based upon pesticide use and in-stream toxicity. Staff has received specific suggestions for individual monitoring and reporting, and we are in the process of reviewing those comments to inform the preliminary draft agricultural order. The current existing order included tiered requirements based upon amount of water quality education completed and progress towards farm planting. This was a reasonable first step. The preliminary draft agricultural order includes revisions to implement tiered requirements based upon relative risk to water quality. For example, the preliminary draft agricultural order includes criteria to identify low-risk discharges. The criteria for these designated low-risk discharges includes identification as a Central Coast Vineyard Team certified sustainable in practice vineyard, or other criteria, such as having no tailwater or not using high-risk chemicals, or not in proximity of an impaired water body. These low-risk discharges will be subject to less stringent requirements and no individual monitoring or reporting requirements. Many of the comment letters submitted by individual growers self-report that they are low-risk discharges and meet the criteria. And many comment letters also suggest alternative criteria for evaluating risk. In addition, for surface water irrigation runoff, the preliminary draft agricultural order focuses on those areas of the region most severely impaired, as identified by the Clean Water Act's 303D list. Farming operations in closest proximity to these impaired water bodies would have to eliminate, treat, or control waste discharges within a specific time frame. The preliminary draft agricultural order also identifies high-risk discharges. For example, the discharge of high-risk pesticides directly adjacent to or in close proximity to surface waters. We've received many comments on alternative ways to prioritize discharges relative to impairments and risk to water quality. In addition, we have also received comments regarding alternative methods to identify high-risk pesticides. Staff is evaluating comments in both these areas. Groundwater is more complicated. Currently, the groundwater monitoring data that is available shows widespread impairment. There is little monitoring data, however, to prioritize these areas of groundwater impairment relative to specific operations. Therefore, the preliminary draft agricultural order includes basic groundwater protection requirements for all dischargers and includes groundwater well monitoring to prioritize agricultural regulatory program implementation in areas of greatest risk for pollutant loading. These are the basic groundwater protection requirements included in the preliminary draft agricultural order. The purpose of these requirements is to reduce pollutant loading. They include prohibiting the excess use of fertilizer to reduce loading to groundwater, developing and implementing a nutrient management plan certified by a professional to protect water quality, requirements to install and maintain well backflow prevention devices where a grower fertigates, chemicates, or otherwise applies chemicals via their irrigation water, requirements to conduct proper well abandonment to avoid cross-contamination between groundwater aquifers. Both of those would be in accordance with local ordinances if they existed. In addition, the preliminary draft agricultural order also includes requirements to sample domestic drinking water wells and provide safe drinking water if appropriate. Groundwater well monitoring, as I mentioned, would be used to prioritize agricultural regulatory program implementation in areas of greatest risk. As I mentioned, the Water Board has received many comments on these preliminary draft requirement areas, as well as others, and staff is in the process of thoroughly reviewing and evaluating the comments and alternatives to improve the agricultural order. So next, I'm going to talk about the public outreach that we've conducted so far on the agricultural order renewal. The Water Board initiated outreach related to the agricultural order renewal, starting with an agricultural advisory panel in December 2008. On February 1st, 2010, staff released the preliminary draft agricultural order as a starting point to increase transparency to the public and provide an opportunity to provide specific comments and alternatives for requirements. As part of developing the preliminary draft agricultural order, staff has worked aggressively to engage interested parties to discuss the preliminary draft, water quality conditions, and priorities for the agricultural order renewal. In the past six months, Water Board staff has participated in more than 16 outreach meetings or events. A list of the outreach events and meetings is included in Table 3 of the staff report. Staff has made a deliberate effort to conduct outreach to a wide range of stakeholders, and especially those not already engaged in the process, such as municipalities, agencies, technical assistance providers, rural communities and environmental justice organizations, and commodity groups. For example, the Strawberry Commission and the Nursery and Greenhouse Organizations. Staff is also planning additional outreach to stakeholders not yet represented, such as water purveyors and domestic well owners. In addition, as a next step, in response to public comment, staff will evolve the outreach discussions to focus on specific suggestions and comments to improve the agricultural order. Current public outreach efforts are engaging diverse stakeholder representation, providing effective opportunities for public input, and producing more constructive feedback on this agricultural order than ever before. In response to the public outreach and 60-day public comment period, the Water Board received 3 alternatives for regulating agricultural discharges and more than 1,200 comment letters. All comment letters and alternatives have been posted to the Water Board's website and are available to the public and board members. Staff is in the process of thoroughly reviewing and evaluating public comments. Staff plans to continue on with the current efforts and build upon the dialogue achieved so far. There have been many specific suggestions to improve the draft agricultural order, and these suggestions are especially useful. Staff has already identified potential changes to improve the order. As I mentioned, in response to the February release, the Water Board received 3 alternatives for regulating agricultural discharges, one from the California Farm Bureau Federation, one from OSR Enterprises, which is a landowner with some tenant growers, and a third from a group of environmental organizations, including the Environmental Defense Center, Monterey Coast Keeper, Ocean Conservancy, Santa Barbara Channel Keeper, and the Surfrider Foundation Santa Barbara Chapter. Staff conducted a preliminary review of the alternatives based upon the criteria described in the February release of the preliminary draft agricultural order. That criteria included whether or not the alternative resolved pollution of surface water and groundwater, or included requirements to resolve pollution of surface water and groundwater and impacts to aquatic habitat, whether or not the alternative included time schedule and milestones, whether or not the alternative included monitoring and reporting to verify compliance, and if the alternative met minimum statutory requirements. I'm not going to go into detail about the alternatives because they will be presented after the lunch break by their respective authors. I do want to mention, though, that it's significant that a preliminary review of the alternatives suggests several workable concepts contained in the alternatives, such as the submittal of an annual report focused on water quality outcomes, something other than a farm plan. Another concept is tailwater elimination to comply with surface water requirements. For example, if a grower was to eliminate their tailwater, they could be in complete compliance with the surface water requirements. In addition, another workable concept was measures to evaluate pollutant load reductions in addition to concentrations. The California Farm Bureau Federation also included a concept for smart sampling, simple methods to achieve reasonable targets, which would be an aspect of individual monitoring. Staff agrees with sampling to identify water quality issues and confirm status of water quality improvement. However, to verify compliance, such information must be submitted to the Water Board. Staff is open to working with agricultural and environmental organizations submitting these alternatives to discuss these potential areas of agreement in more detail to inform future revisions of the agricultural order. The Water Board, as I mentioned, received approximately 1,234 comment letters. This number continues to grow. There were at least 30 comment letters received after the April 1st deadline. Approximately 1,032 of the 1,234 comment letters are individually signed versions of one of six standardized form letters. A summary of each of these form letters is available in the supplemental report, and an index to all the comment letters received is also included as Attachment 1. More than 90% of the 1,032 form letters received expressed some support for the preliminary draft agricultural order. Overall, the comment letters represented diverse interests, and a summary of key comment areas is included in Table 3 of the staff report. Specific comments included the following: support for the process and preliminary draft staff recommendations, support for requirements for individual monitoring, support for well monitoring and safe drinking water, as well as support for requirements to control agricultural discharges. In addition, the comments also expressed concerns about economic hardship to the agricultural community, concerns about the process, including the California Environmental Quality Act, objections to the proposed aquatic habitat requirements, and objections to individual monitoring and reporting. There have been many specific suggestions to improve the agricultural order, including concepts contained in the proposed alternatives, and staff has already identified several potential changes that could be incorporated into an update to the agricultural order. For example, modifying conditions related to rainwater and containerized plants, clarifying the intent that requirements of the surface water irrigation runoff do not include tile drains, and the tile drains is a long-term objective. Removing tributaries to prioritize farm operations in close proximity to impaired water bodies, and also revising the table of high-risk pesticides. Staff plans to continue on with the current public outreach efforts and build upon the dialogue achieved thus far to update the agricultural order. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you very much.